The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my word. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
And what we are realizing as we listen to the readings today, we are realizing the importance of the third person of the Blessed Trinity. And so the third person is described as the love that exists between the Father and the Son, personified in a person that is called the Holy Spirit. We see that Peter and the disciples, how they will frighten men after Jesus' death and even after his resurrection, that they met behind closed doors. We see even in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus invited them to pray with him, to watch and to pray an hour, and then every time Jesus came back, they were fast asleep. And Jesus said, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." And so Jesus says to them to stay in Jerusalem and pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And so we saw that they stayed and they prayed for 9 days, and after which there was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The third person of the Holy Spirit came down, of the Blessed Trinity came down and empower the disciples, and what they do is very important for us to keep in mind. They went forth and they preached God's word with power and authority, and what followed them?
Signs and wonders.
That's right.
Amen.
And so that's why for us who are followers of Jesus Christ, we have to keep calling on the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Before we do anything, I oftentimes say to people, when I leave my presider's chair and I'm coming to the podium, that is the prayer from my heart. Come, Holy Spirit. Come and take control. Because if the Holy Spirit takes control, then you don't have to study about nothing else. Because the Holy Spirit will declare the victory, that the Holy Spirit will empower you, and once the Holy Spirit speaks through you, then conversion is going to happen. Then lives are going to touch. And so what we learn is that we have to be decreased and God has to increase. And therefore when God is increasing inside of us, then it is no longer I that live, but it's Christ that lives in me. All of a sudden, the ego the recognition, the all about me, the pat on the back, really doesn't matter. The applause doesn't matter when the Holy Spirit is in charge. And that's why we have to pray continuously. Come, Holy Spirit, come and renew me. Come and renew my mind. Come and renew my family. Come and renew the face of the earth. We cannot survive without the Holy Spirit. We cannot even be convicted of sin without the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that shines His historic light on our hearts so that we can be identified with areas of weaknesses, of areas of sin. And so it's the Holy Spirit that stirs a fire within us so that we can recognize even when we hurt God and even when we hurt others, and so that we can be reconciled. It is the Holy Spirit that reveals the scriptures to us, that you want to understand scripture. Before you read scripture, pray to the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that gives us wisdom, a wisdom beyond our age, especially in this time in which we are living in. It's the Holy Spirit, when we are troubled, come and counsel us. Come and, you know, directs us. When we have important decisions to be made, we need to pray. Come, Holy Spirit, come and lead me. Come and guide me. Come and empower me. Many years ago, when I first joined a prayer group, I remember one of the things that they did on that first visit that you made to that prayer group, they will give you a prayer to the Holy Spirit. And I remember the leader saying, keep praying this prayer. This is an important prayer that you should pray. And therefore, in this prayer meeting, every Wednesday night, they pray that prayer. And they taught us to learn that prayer by heart. Didn't understand what that prayer meant, but I prayed it. And that prayer has been a source of strength for me. That prayer has been with me through thick and thin, recognizing the importance of that prayer. I want to end by praying that prayer this morning. O Holy Spirit, soul of my soul, I adore you. Enlighten, guide, strengthen, and console me. Tell me what I ought to do and command me to do it. I promise to be submissive in everything that thou shalt ask of me, and to accept all you permit to happen to me. Only show me what is your will and give me the strength and the courage to do it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.